Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Dogs out. Who let the dogs out?
I think that's the exact question I'm asking myself. I think we're live now. And what? I was going to say, yeah,
Lexi,
I was actually going to say.
Sister.
What's that?
Who? Don't say it again. Do not say it.
That's not nice. Mitch.
Yeah.
This was a.
I love you, Lexi.
That's so cute. Yeah. So, Oliver.
Yeah?
Welcome to our podcast studio. Mitch, it's so lovely. We decided just to do a little let's invite the kids for a podcast day.
And as long as it's not let's embarrass daddy day.
Oh, I think it actually might be.
Dad married mom.
I think we've got a...
And Oliver, so did you.
I think we
I technically did.
Oh, my goodness.
She's my crush.
So cute. So
they broke up.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
I don't know if this podcast is going to go the way I've planned. But what we were going to do is just have a chat. Now, our podcast, do you know what our podcast is called?
Yeah.
Do you know what's it called?
MJV Seminars.
No?
Dorothy and the Dealer?
Yeah. That's it. Just speak into the microphone
more.
Dorothy and the Dealer. And do you know how we start every Dorothy and the Dealer?
No.
Yeah, well,
You're not.
Hey, can you listen in or something?
Yeah, that's the intro. But come listen into the conversation. But that's not how we start. So you're obviously not big listeners of this podcast, which I'm very disappointed to hear.
You listen to Oreo Agraglio. What's her name?
Her name's Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Oh, my God.
Oreo Agraglio. But you won't listen to your dad on Lily's podcast?
I mean, I don't listen to
Anyway, so would you like to know how we start our podcast?
Yes.
Every single time we have a guest on, or every single time it's just us on, we ask our guests or we choose our favourite song at the moment and we sing or we hum or we let the other person know what the song is. So I'm going to ask you all, what is your favourite song at the moment? Oliver, do you want to go first? Tell me what it is.
Who let the dogs out?
You love that, don't you? Lexi, have you got one?
Yes.
Go on. Speak into the microphone so everyone can hear.
It's SOS, calling out for you. Calling out for you, sending out a SOS and calling out for you.
Oh, yes, very good. And Lola, what about you?
Mine is Wish You Were Mine by George Philip.
How does that go?
So it goes, Stanley, my pretty little girl that I adore. I played it in mixed dance at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's very the good. Sweetest. Favourite song thing
we've ever had.
I think so.
Excuse me.
Well, and do you know what? So some of the guys here have asked, because we're on holidays now, we're recording this in our Christmas holidays, because obviously you're not at school, and some of the guys have said, okay, what questions can we ask these kids? And I think they want to find out a little bit about you guys. So do you want to know some questions? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Tell me what it is that you think Daddy does for work.
Oh, I know.
Okay, go.
Okay, so he basically, like, people that are having problems in their family, like, they come in and their dad, like, talks to them and stuff.
And he talks to them.
And he also does, like, talking about money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
money.
Laura. Okay.
Money.
What do you think Dad does, Oliver?
Turds in the toilet.
For a really long time. He doesn't let me in to brush my teeth.
Doesn't he?
That happened this morning.
Did it?
Next to my bedroom, because my bedroom's next to the toilet, so I hear everything going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I can sometimes hear his blobs coming out of his
I'm sure that everyone wants to hear about that. Lexi, what do you think Dad does for work?
Lexi's dying here.
Lexi's dying of embarrassment.
This is like so embarrassing.
I think that Dad does for work is he, like kind of like what Lana said, he brings people that are like having problems or like they've had a problem and in the past and they want to fix it in the like for the future. So they come in and Dad explains the whole situation to them and like how he can help, and he'll like if they want to stay, he can like tell them all about how they can set up their future and everything.
Oh, okay. And how do you think he's helped set up their future?
Well, probably like by explaining to them like how it's like works and why certain things are important.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Tell you something,
yeah.
Millie?
Yeah.
Is this the real one?
This is actually the real one. So people that are listening heard you talk about Daddy's poop.
Mm. Can I say something?
Oh, do you feel sad about that?
Computing.
Okay.
Wait, can I say something?
You can say something, Lola. Yeah.
So, my scrunchie has a B because I dropped the pen and then Rosemary drew it back on for me.
Oh, my goodness. So important. Yeah. Okay, so what do you think? Let me think about who cooks better, Mum or Dad?
Dad.
Ooh.
Mum's not very
good. Outstanding winner. Mum is actually not very good. Can
She's
I tell
bad.
You a quick story?
She puts,
She's pretty bad.
Yeah.
She scrambles eggs in a pot instead of a pan.
Can I tell you a story? Years and years ago when Dad was in Melbourne, Mummy and Millie were, I think we were having dinner one time, and we called Dad to find out how to make the food because we're both really, really bad at cooking.
Yeah, you are.
Auntie Millie, how bad is Auntie Millie at cooking?
You're really bad.
I'm really bad. Yeah. Like,
I think you do your best.
I do my best. I think that's good, Oliver.
Millie, every time I come over for a sleepover, we have to go to restaurants.
We go to restaurants. Why? I know. Why?
She doesn't know how to cook.
No. I don't. So tell me, what do you think it is that Mummy does well? If she can't cook well, what do you think Mummy does well? Go.
Okay, so I think she actually does, like, washing dishes pretty well,
too. Oh, my God. She's going to be thrilled to hear that.
Yeah,
what do you
is actually sort of
That's Lola. What do you think, Lex?
I think she's really good at, like, supporting us.
I agree.
Mm. Can I say
I think so.
Does that mean I'm really bad at supporting you guys?
Well, sometimes you are.
I think sometimes you guys have to remind Dad about certain things, don't you, when he forgets.
Definitely.
Have you got an example of that?
Let's see.
You have to talk into the
microphone. You forgot about me, Millie.
Oh, sorry, darling. What do you think Mummy does really well?
She cleans the table and does the dishes really, really
does
well.
Does she?
Better than Dad. Dad has never ever done that before.
He hasn't.
Wait, can I say something?
Hang on a second. Oliver, what else does Mummy do well other than that? She's really good at giving Oliver cuddles. She's the only one you want to cuddle in the morning, isn't
she's
she?
She's the warmest person in the house.
She is.
No, at night time, Dad is.
It is. She is. Okay, what did you want to say, Lola?
Okay. So I actually think Mum's really good at this because she tells me about it. She said that when she was younger and she felt sad, she'd go into her room and no one would come in. And she said that she doesn't want that with her kids, so that whenever we're sad, she gives us like 5 minutes and then she comes in and gives us cuddles.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does it feel nice to be loved and supported like that by Mama?
Yeah. And Dad does it too.
And Dad does it too, I know. I know he does. That was that. He doesn't look thrilled about that. Sounds like an afterthought.
Yeah. Dad is really good at pooing in the toilet.
Oh, Oliver. Same thing again.
I'm going to play this at your 21st.
Oh, Oliver, and also you're really bad at doing the things that Dad does. Like if he tells a joke and then that someone laughs, he tells it again and then it's just not funny anymore.
That's Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, all the
and
time.
And Oliver.
Yeah. And Oliver does the same
That's
thing.
Yeah.
Traits.
Yeah. Try.
That's one of their best traits.
What? Go on.
The double joke.
Oliver, 2 nights ago when we were watching movie, he ran in with Dad's like big chocolate frog, and he was like woo 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 woo, and then the next night he did it again, and it was like woo woo woo. And we were like,
Did he get a big laugh the first night?
Yeah, the first night he got a big laugh, but then he did it again.
And it was like,
it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
anymore.
Not funny anymore. Dad does that all the time. Yeah,
it's a lot.
I thought it was funny, buddy.
It's because like,
thanks, Dad.
Gotcha. Dad was like, oh, Oliver, I've got a big chocolate. You can't go get it. Oliver and Mum was sleeping, and he went into the room. He grabbed it. He's like, I got the chocolate.
Okay, so. What other questions?
Well, the clients gave me that chocolate. It was very kind of them.
It was.
Birthday.
Big chocolate frog it was.
Someone ate half of its face, so now it's not alive anymore.
Oh. Yeah,
it wasn't alive in the first place.
So, what, yes, Daddy, do you have a question that you think we should ask the kids? You need to maybe speak into the mic.
For sure. I think the question I want to ask the kids is, who do you guys think is the number one child in the household?
Oh, me, definitely. Me.
No, I'm the one that comes in and gives everyone hugs. I'm the one that sorts out the dishes.
I was the first child. I was the first favourite. I'm, you guys weren't one. You guys weren't born. I was the favourite.
That's
so
the thing I use all the time.
You guys were never the
favourite
that I was.
Yeah, but no, now you're not. Like, oh, yes, I am. No, now I'm now perfect.
Me. I know a really good seminar when you guys are older.
Can I ask you another question?
No, Dad, just tell us who's the favourite or not.
You're all the favourite.
No, but it's mainly me, right?
There isn't.
Dad, you say I'm the favourite all the time.
I know how to resolve this already.
As a joke.
Lola, you're the favourite middle child. Oliver, you're the favourite last child. And I'm the favourite first child.
But I'm also the overall
you're
favourite.
You're mean, Lexi.
Can I ask another question?
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This is a question I always ask you and you always put it back in my face, remember? Who comes first in your life?
Me. Lexi. Oh,
isn't it me? No. I come first.
No, you. Whenever I said that once, you're like, no.
Who comes first, Lexi, in your life?
My hermit crabs and rabbits.
Ah! Not you. No, hermit crabs. Oh, my goodness.
No,
okay, we need to teach you a lesson there.
Lexi, you said in Dad's birthday card that even though you had the rabbits and the hermit crabs, Dad will always be more important.
Yes, but sometimes just the lie to make him feel better.
It's when she's trying to get something.
She wanted something, yes. So she
like
knew
a
exactly.
Chocolate.
What do you think?
Chocolate.
What do you think? Other than
that's really.
I think you're all going to know the answer to this question. Yep. What do you think? Other than. You kids and family, what do you think is number one in Dad's life?
Him.
Mm-hmm. His work.
Yes, and what things him. Do you think? No, I'm talking about things. What is the
family?
Other than the family and you kids, what's a thing that you think he loves the most?
I think he likes...
Sweets.
Yeah, that's not where I was going with this, but yes.
Nope.
I think he likes, talking and helping people.
He does. That's actually not
it's
what I was going to
It's not sweet. Every time I say, Dad, do you want a chocolate? And he says, no, I'm money. Fine. So it's not with sweets.
Really? What do you think he loves?
Riding.
He loves bikes
and cars.
Cars.
His Porsche.
Oh, he's got a new Porsche, hasn't he?
Porsche 993.
I feel like Tasha's playing charades here.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like...
She's trying to let us know what you think. We
well,
think
the
he
car
is.
That you said, Lexi, is a pretty good car.
The Porsche?
Porsche 993.
Is it? What do you know about the Porsche? What do you like about the Porsche? Because Daddy
that
just
the
bought
seats are really cozy and it goes really fast. Yeah, it's like a big couch.
You guys love fast cars just like Dad, don't you?
But second off, it's something sad.
What?
It only has four seats. We have five people in the family.
Oh, no. So one of you has to be left behind then.
Oliver, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. No, that's Millie. Goodbye.
Millie's not in our family.
I'm not actually in your family.
But
just on that point.
Yeah, girl.
Who is your favourite auntie ever?
Yeah, Patricia.
Grace. You're my favourite not auntie.
Yeah, you're my favourite pretend auntie. But Grace is my overall favourite. Sorry, other aunties. And then it's
all
Lorraine.
The like really
Jacqueline's
mean
probably my
and
least.
Angry.
It's
she
just
being
taking
nice
on.
To my really mean, Lola.
Well,
hopefully
Jacqueline
wasn't being
that.
Nice to Mum on my birthday, and she's totally just ruined it.
Okay, so Who knows what they want to be when they grow up?
Oh.
What do you want to be?
I would like to be an architect. I just want to up my maths grades.
Oh, but I think you'd be great at that. I think you like fine detail and looking at that stuff. I think she'd be really good at that, don't you reckon?
She's a fine eye for detail, Alexi, and very, very good at drawing, very arty, and she's always been drawing houses and she's always making Lego.
Yes, she is.
Otherwise, with I want to take over Dad's job.
And what about you? What do you want to do?
When I'm older, I want to be a makeup artist. I said that in Evening of Innovations.
Really?
Yeah, I really wanted to be one.
I think that'd be great.
And what do you want to be? I do my makeup for cheerleading.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what I can help you with that. What do you
want to be? I want to be looking after the fish, the crocodiles, the stingrays.
Oh, so you want to be a zoo or
a zoologist?
Yeah, a zoologist.
No.
What?
I want to work in aqua.
Oh.
That's where you went for an excursion with the school.
What do you want to do in there?
Why would you like to do that?
What have you been eating by Shagman?
Weird silence moment.
Computing.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's computed.
Computing lessons.
Don't touch the mic.
Mrs. Thompson.
Yeah. Well, you actually don't get eaten by the sharks. They just annoy you when you're in the tank with the sharks. Last time we were at the place where you eat your lunch, and there was a diver in there, and those stingrays. I call one shark the Chucky Shark because it has lines on its off its eyes.
Chucky. And
Georgia put her hand on the glass, and then the diver did it with her.
Copied.
That actually did happen. Aneem told me.
Is Zane George's boyfriend?
Discussed their relationship.
They already kissed on the lips.
Too bad.
And
if
the feet and the hand.
And the feet.
I don't know.
Do you guys have any questions? Is there anything you guys want to chat about or do you want to know
anything
about?
Anything you want to discuss?
Yes. Dad always ask Dad how much money you make and he never tells us.
No.
Same with everyone else. That's what Alana says.
Why do you think people don't talk about how much money they make?
Probably because they think that we'll get hold for ransom.
Every time I look in his wallet he has less.
Really?
Less cash in his wallet.
That's because Dad doesn't
keep. Is that because you keep sneaking a little bit out every now and then?
No. Yes. He gives me money.
Lucky.
And me sometimes.
Dad, when you give me money, give it for the hermit crabs. You get all these big Porsches and everything, and you're like
Mum's had one car.
I spend so much on you. You get $500,000 Porsches and jackets and everything. It's just hermit crabs.
A jacket, $500,000.
Okay, come on.
Just be careful because you're going to your headphones.
Wait, is this live or is it?
It's not live, but it's being recorded. Okay. So everything we say is out there in
right
the world.
Right now.
Yeah, not right now. This minute. Other people can't hear it this minute, huh?
Okay, whose next birthday is it?
Mine.
Oliver's.
And how old are you going to be?
Six.
And when is your birthday?
Two days after Christmas.
It is.
I
it's exciting.
It
huh?
I thought it was three.
And what are we doing for the holidays? What are we doing for holidays?
Yeah, what's happening?
Going to
Lowbrook.
To do what?
Brum in the jet ski.
Ooh, that sounds
good. Dad, can I drive the jet ski?
Yes.
Yay! But what about me then?
How about me?
No.
I'm best at driving it.
No, I'm the one that goes super fast.
Yeah, but that's dangerously fast. I actually do it properly.
I go the brum brum car, brum brum.
Anything else you guys feel like we should talk about or ask? Is there anything you want to know?
Aqua.
Or anything you want to talk about?
Well, school. What about this? If there was one piece of wisdom you could advise Millie and Daddy, what would it be?
Oh, are you ready? It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Oh, I've heard that before. I really like that.
From where?
Daddy. Who took it? Who who heard about it from somewhere else.
I think we should...
I'm taking my socks off.
I think we should kill the hermit crabs and then get the stick insects.
No!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So no. Now, they know how to they know how to push each other's buttons.
Lexi and Lola are scared of stick insects.
I know. These big climby leaf things that want to just... Oh, no.
When I held it, his two arms started spinning around. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
You're going
What
and they actually do these wiggly things.
What piece of advice would you give Daddy and Millie?
I don't even know what that means.
A piece of advice like... Hang on. Okay, let me answer Ollie's question. Yes.
When you see the stick insects on the stick, they actually go this side and this side.
Do they?
And they keep doing it.
You've been talking about stick insects for a while. Mm. You
Mom
really
says
like
she
them.
She might not get me them. Oh. Then I'm going to kill the hermit crabs.
You kill the hermit then crabs. I'm coming off.
I don't think that's going to inspire Mum to make you, to get
to
you.
To get you. Any and then I'm going to kill you, Lexi.
Oh my goodness.
That is just sad.
Okay. Go, Lola. Go, Lola. What's a piece of advice? So a piece of advice is like words of wisdom. Like things that you might help other people. What would you say to Millie and Daddy that you think might help us?
I think I need the smartest man in the world right now to tell me. anyway, I actually have no idea.
You don't know?
No, I don't really think about that.
You don't? Okay. What about you, Ollie? Have you got advice for us?
What happened to your eye, mate?
Have you ever had a drink?
No. What happened to your eye? I'm looking at you. You got a black eye with a cut on it. What happened?
Dad, you know.
Tell me.
Can you just tell the world? Tell the world.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Okay, let me ask you a different question, right? What's the most profound thing that's ever happened to you? So do you know what profound means?
Like no.
The
most, I know what I'm going to speak about.
The biggest, most important thing that's ever happened for you in your life.
Yep, I know.
Speak into the microphone.
Ready? It's the best thing ever. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Oh.
Most important thing that's ever happened.
What did you think about all the places you have traveled to?
Oh, yes, yes.
Because you've seen some things that
I know,
never
I know.
Seen
when we went to when I went to India, just not any.
What part of India? Was like really profound, really overwhelming.
The one I liked the most.
Yeah, an important, like a big day.
Probably we went to that, the king.
Yeah, house. Diggy Fort.
Oh, yeah.
Diggy Fort.
See when the they king? Were, yes. The best thing in my life
Maharaja.
That I love the
when
most.
When they threw the petals on us.
Oh, I
yes,
love that. I
that
love
was so
that.
Good. Yeah.
The thing that I love the most yes. in my life I is can't. Me.
Oh, nice.
I think that's one of the best answers I've
good,
heard, Oliver.
Good answer, mate.
Good
answer.
Job. Really good.
It actually is true.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said that it was a great answer because I could feel how true it was. Lexi, most important, profound experience of your life? Think about the places you've travelled, the things you've done. It's an interesting question to ask after you've eaten sugar and your brain isn't functioning correctly.
Oh, my gosh, guys. I know.
Oh, no, it's a sugar answer.
Chocolate factory.
Where?
Yeah. So deep, Lex.
Chocolate factory.
I actually have another one. We went to America and we went to this hotel place and all the food was free. And me, our babysitter, she wasn't a very good babysitter, I don't know. She went away to stroll Oliver in the pram. And me and Lexi.
Lexi and I.
Lexi went down to grab an ice cream for free. She got one for me and her. She brought it back, we ate it, I went down, I grabbed one for me and her, we ate it,
but
and then we swapped clothes,
you have to
and
like
then we kept on putting on different clothes, we kept on getting
down.
More ice cream.
If it's an all you can eat, you don't need to do that.
I know, but like we had got like 12 ice creams.
Already,
and
then we started
staring
changing clothes.
At us as we're walking in, and then we just keep walking out and then
they're like, stop taking
on
ice cream.
Okay. Last, let's ask another question. Ready? What is the greatest thing? I want you to really think about it. What's the greatest thing somebody's ever done for you? What's the greatest
Dad
thing?
Dad is getting me a motorbike for free.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but he's letting me do it.
Right.
What about you,
But
girls?
He's not letting me do this. Get a really small one about that size.
Right.
Yeah, because there's no worth of it. You're just going to throw it away.
No, have you got an answer, girls? Greatest thing someone's ever done for you.
My life is sad. No, I'm joking.
Is it hard to think?
I don't really remember.
Oh, the greatest thing that someone has ever done for me is probably I had my year five teacher. I was really, really struggling, and he sat me down and...
Mr. C,
yes, he sat me down and he showed me through the entire process, and I'm so grateful for that because now I'm catching up.
Oh, that's so good. Lovely. That's nice. I really like that. What about you? And then I've got one more question before we finish up. Do you want to ever think about it?
You're having a brain fart, Lola. Normally we go straight into this.
I know.
Okay, Lola, you are the greatest farter in the house.
Oh, my goodness. She's the smelliest is what it is.
Second, it's Dad or me.
No, I think it's you.
She actually named her farts. Like, it was like...
That was last year.
Yeah, I know. You named it. It was like...
Sour Spice.
Yeah, sour spice. Muesli
bar. Muesli bar. And slushy. Why would you call a fart a muesli bar? I don't know.
It depended how it smelt.
It does.
Mm. Oh, but Sour Spice is the best.
So, here's what I want to know, okay? How do you know that you're loved? Oh. What happens? How do you know you're loved?
Well, my parents, they feed me. They buy stuff for me. they, like, give me a room and they, like, when I'm sad, they comfort me and they take me out on special days and they're mummy and daddy days.
That's so good. Does that make you feel special and loved?
Yeah. The worst thing in my life is when Dad made me eat lemon when I was a baby.
Do you remember that?
That was so funny.
It was very funny. We've got video of it. It was very funny. He did that with all the kids, by the way, not just you.
Just you, mate.
He did it with all the kids. Because I ask you these kinds of questions all the time, right?
What's the question again?
Yeah, I'll ask it now. I ask you these kinds of questions all the time. We sit down in bed sometimes at night time, right? Okay, so the question is, Lexi. What is it that makes you feel loved? How do you just know you're loved?
Probably, let's see. It's probably that, like my parents. That I asked my mum once if there was a fire in the house, what would be the, and you could only save. There was, like, Dad in one room and us in the other room, and I said, which room would you go to save? You can only save one. There's only enough time to save one. And she said, you, my kids. So that's how I know I'm
loved. Oh,
so basically
cute.
I'm burning to death.
Yes. I go save Dad after I got saved.
Oliver, how do you know you're loved? What happens in your life to make you feel loved? Is it cuddles?
Right,
is it cuddles?
Because my dad sometimes takes me out mountain biking, just you and me.
Oh! Do you love that?
Boo-shaka-laka.
Do you love that special time? Who loves special time? One-on-one time?
Me!
Yeah, I get a ton of special time. I got a yes day for my birthday. Every Tuesday I go out with my mom, get massages.
That's because I'm at Netherlands.
How big was your yes day?
It was really big. I got
huge.
A ton of sugar.
That's how she measures a good day, is how much sugar she got.
On yes days, you have to say yes to everything.
And if
you
say no, this is what I told Dad. If you say no, you're going to the salon.
No, you get arrested.
And you get arrested. Okay, guys, I think we've had a good chat today. There's so many questions.
Favorite meal and stuff.
Well, do you want to know? We can ask that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, do you want to know? Tell me what your favourite meal is. Really
lasagna.
Quick. Okay, what's yours? Quick.
My favourite meal is probably chicken pie.
What's yours?
Chocolate.
Oh, that's not a meal.
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell me. Tell me, what is gratitude?
have no
what
idea.
What is gratitude?
What is gratitude? Tell me what's gratitude. No, like when you're grateful for something. What is what's gratitude?
Gratitude is like when you go to a shop or something and like you go up to the cashier and like you want to get something for someone's birthday and then you forgot your work purse and then the cashier's like you can have it and then that feeling is like you're grateful that they did that, that it gave you a lot of gratitude and then you like you bring it back like you'll come back the next day and you give them an extra tip.
So it's about go on.
It's when you're really happy, you're really good. It's all of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. And it's like being thankful, right?
Yeah. I didn't know what gratitude meant before.
What I'm not grateful is that Dad took away my favourite eclair.
That's because you'd already had two. You went to eat a third one.
Yeah,
and you grabbed it and quickly licked it.
Yeah, she got three, though.
Yeah, she grabbed it and went, no. Oh, sorry, I licked that one.
No, Lola got three, though.
All right. Are you ready? I think we need to finish off.
Yeah, finish.
We should.
Because I'm really sweating. My ears are getting sweaty.
Because of the headphones.
Yeah. You need to make conditioners in here with air conditioner.
There is air conditioner, but we can't put it on when the podcast's happening because you can hear it in the podcast. I was going to sing a song at the end, but I don't even know what song to sing.
Okay, sing.
Ready?
Sing the bedtime songs that you sing to me.
Yeah!
The bedtime songs?
Yeah, sing the Ollie one.
No, sing the Lola one.
I can't sing the individual ones.
Sing the whole one.
Sleeping Bird.
No, I will only do it if you sing it with me.
Okay.
Do you remember it? You ready?
Yeah.
No.
Amazie never listens to it.
There were five sleepy heads all tucked into their beds. As I sang this lullaby, one got dream dust in her eye. There were four sleepy heads playing possum with me. Mr. Sandman took one, and then there were three. Moonbeams played peek-a-boo. Three awake became two. Then my song was almost done. When the land of Nod took one, kissed the last one good night. And I heard not a peep. There were five sleepy heads. Now they're all fast asleep.
I'm still awake.
Wake up!
Wake up, everyone!
Thanks for joining us, kids. We love you. Mwah.
Hey, you know what? This may be you at the beginning of your personal development journey, or perhaps you're immersed in your growth and transformation. At MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live a truly inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you follow us over on Instagram and Facebook and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.